美国之音英语教学，请听美国习惯用语。
我们已经讲过一些和身体各部分有关的习惯用语，例如头、背、眼睛、胳膊等。我们也讲过和皮肤有关的习惯用语。今天我们再给大家介绍两个由 skin 这个字组成的习惯用语。第一个是
No skin off my nose. No skin off my nose. Skin is spelled S-K-I-N. And nose is spelled N-O-S-E. No skin off my nose.
No skin off my nose. 从字面上解释是不会从我鼻子上掉皮。但是你要是在跟别人讲话的时候用这个俗语的话，你真正的意思是这件事不是你的问题，也不是你的麻烦，而你也不在乎。我们来举个例子看看 No skin off my nose 在日常生活中是怎么用的。这是一个人在谈他的女朋友。
Hey, it's no skin off my nose if Susie's going out now with that guy. I don't care what she does. I broke up with her a month ago when I met Karen. Karen's a lot more my style.
这个人说，嗨，要是苏琪现在跟那个家伙好，一起出去玩，我可一点都不在乎。他干什么我都无所谓。我在遇到卡伦以后就和他断了关系。卡伦跟我更相配一些。 No skin off my nose 这个说法的出处是什么可是不太清楚。从鼻子上掉一块皮又有什么了不起呢？我们中国人在事不关己的时候经常会说，对我毫无损失，不会从我身上掉一块肉。当然对美国人来说，人太胖不是好事，许多人都在想方设法的减肥，因此不会从身上掉一块肉的说法肯定就不合适了。我们再来把这个例句用慢速念一遍。
Hey, it's no skin off my nose if Susie's going out now with that guy. I don't care what she does. I broke up with her a month ago when I met Karen. Karen's a lot more my style.
现在在一部分美国年轻人当中很流行的一件事就是在身上刺花。在身上刺花要花不少钱，还要忍受痛苦，更重要的是刺了以后想要去掉可不容易，即便去掉也会留下伤痕。下面我们要给大家举的例子就是一个哥哥在劝说他的弟弟要三思而行。他说，
Look, it's no skin off my nose if you want to get tattooed all over, kid. But it's stupid to begin with. And besides, mother and dad will be very upset when they see what you've done.
这哥哥说，我说，你这小子，要是想把全身都刺花，我都无所谓。但是在身上刺花本身就是一件愚蠢的事。何况，当爸爸妈妈看到你身上刺了那么多花的时候，他们肯定会很不高兴的。我们来把这句话再慢慢的念一遍。
Look, it's no skin off my nose if you want to get tattooed all over, kid. But it's stupid to begin with. And besides, mother and dad will be very upset when they see what you've done.
下面我们要给大家介绍的一个习惯用语很简单。但是在某种情况下却很重要。这个俗语是
To save one's skin. To save one's skin. To save one's skin.
To save one's skin 的意思从表面上看来是救了某人的皮，但是实际的意思是安全地逃出了危险的境地，没有受到伤害。下面我们要举的例子是说一个人的儿子发生了车祸。这位爸爸说，
My son was in a bad auto accident last week. The other car went through a red light and smashed into him. It wrecked his car, but he was wearing his seatbelt, and that saved his skin. He walked away without a scratch.
这爸爸说，我的儿子上星期在开车的时候发生了严重的车祸，另外一辆车穿红灯，然后撞上了我儿子的车，把他的车给撞坏了。但是因为我儿子带着安全带，所以他一点都没有受伤。这可不仅仅是救了皮，而实在是救了他的命。我们再把这句话慢慢的念一遍。
My son was in a bad auto accident last week. The other car went through a red light and smashed into him. It wrecked his car, but he was wearing his seatbelt, and that saved his skin. He walked away without a scratch.
下面我们要举的一个例子，虽然没有生命危险，但是对一个学生来说也是很重要的事。请听这个学生说的话。
I was in real trouble last night. I had to type up a term paper to turn into my English teacher this morning, and my typewriter broke down. But the girl next door loaned me her typewriter. She really saved my skin.
这个学生说，昨天晚上我可真是碰到了大问题。今天早上我必须把一篇论文交给英语老师，昨晚上得用打字机打完的。结果我的打字机坏了。幸好我隔壁的那个女孩把她的打字机借了给我，这可真是救了我的命。当然，这里所谓的救了我的命，只是为了加强语气而已，实际上也就是帮了我一个大忙，解救了一个危机。我们再把这句话慢慢的念一遍。
I was in real trouble last night. I had to type up a term paper to turn in to my English teacher this morning.And my typewriter broke down. But the girl next door loaned me her typewriter. She really saved my skin.
各位听众，我们今天给大家介绍了两个和 skin 这个字有关的俗语。第一个是
No skin off my nose.
No skin off my nose 是指对某件事不在乎，不会受到损害。我们今天给大家讲解的第二个和 skin 有关的俗语是
To save one's skin.
To save one's skin 这个习惯用语的意思是某人从一个大危机中被解救出来，或者是逃脱了一个危险的情况，没有受到伤害。
以上您收听的是美国之音英语教学节目《美国习惯用语》。